Welcome. Today we are tackling a highly specialized topic: how to select a rupture disc for chemical and pharmaceutical plants. Why is this choice so critical for these specific environments?
In a chemical or pharmaceutical plant, a rupture disc is not a simple accessory component. It is a primary safety device that must operate with absolute precision when pressure exceeds the design limit, protecting reactors, process lines, and personnel. Its selection directly affects safety, production continuity, and regulatory compliance. Before looking at the selection parameters, let's highlight the main takeaways. Rupture disc selection starts from pressure, temperature, and the nature of the process fluid. In pharmaceutical environments, sterility, surface roughness, and FDA or USP certifications for product contact parts are mandatory requirements. Custom solutions, such as sanitary CIP-SIP rupture discs, reduce contamination risk and plant downtime.
Let's break down the technical criteria. What are the key parameters an engineer must evaluate regarding burst pressure and operating tolerances?
The correct choice results from the integrated analysis of five key parameters. First, the burst pressure value must be defined in relation to the system design pressure and dynamic process conditions. It is necessary to evaluate the disc manufacturing tolerance, which directly affects the safety margin relative to maximum operating pressure. Second, we must consider pressure cycling, frequent variations or pulsations that may fatigue the membrane material over time. Third, possible transient peaks, such as rapid overpressure caused by exothermic reactions, require an immediate response. Finally, the presence of vacuum or back pressure can deform the membrane if not properly engineered. An undersized disc may activate prematurely, while an oversized disc may fail to protect the system.
Could you provide a practical application example within the European industrial context, especially under PED logic?
Consider a typical European chemical reactor, subject to PED 2014/68/EU and standards like EN and ASME. Imagine an operating pressure of 6 bar and a design pressure of 10 bar. In the event of an exothermic runaway reaction, a pressure peak may develop within seconds. Selecting a rupture disc here must integrate the analysis of the pressurization rate, actual process temperature, and the certified tolerance of the device. In the chemical industry, an indicative margin between 5% and 10% of the equipment design pressure is typically adopted. However, in the presence of rapid phenomena like runaway reactions, the margin should not be increased simply to avoid frequent openings. Instead, it must be integrated into a comprehensive protection strategy, which may include a rupture disc and safety valve combination.
How do operating temperatures and material compatibility factor into the selection, particularly with corrosive media?
Temperature directly affects the mechanical properties of the material and the actual activation threshold. In a chemical reactor handling aggressive solvents at high temperatures, the pressure-temperature combination alters disc performance. Furthermore, corrosion resistance is often the primary selection criterion in the chemical sector. Strong acids, concentrated bases, or organic solvents require specific materials, such as AISI 316L stainless steel, special alloys like Hastelloy, or PTFE linings. A PTFE lining creates an inert barrier between the fluid and metal, reducing pitting and crevice corrosion, resulting in a longer service life.
Shifting to the pharmaceutical sector, how do sterility and regulatory compliance requirements change the design of the device?
In pharmaceutical applications, sterility is the critical parameter to ensure the absence of contamination. Beyond the pressure margin, it is necessary to assess the impact of clean-in-place and steam-in-place cycles. A pharmaceutical rupture disc must have smooth, easily cleanable surfaces, withstand SIP cycles with saturated steam, and use FDA-certified or USP Class 6 compliant materials for product contact parts. This implies a sanitary design with clamp connections or dedicated flanges. For plants intended for European and international markets, guaranteeing PED compliance, FDA certifications, and material traceability with 3.1 certificates is essential to support GMP audits and regulatory inspections.
What specific configurations does Donadon SDD develop to meet these strict chemical and pharmaceutical standards?
For chemical reactors, Donadon SDD provides high-precision scored metallic rupture disks, often with specific anti-corrosion linings, ensuring sharp, repeatable intervention, even under variable pressure cycles. For the pharmaceutical sector, Donadon SDD develops sanitary rupture disks compatible with CIP and SIP. These feature surface finishes suitable for sterile environments, an absence of dead zones, sanitary clamp connections, and certified materials for product contact. This translates into reduced contamination risk, improved regulatory compliance, and minimized unplanned downtime. The ability to manufacture custom solutions allows seamless integration into reactors, tanks, or filters with particular geometries.
To conclude, what should a process engineer look for when choosing the right technical partner for overpressure protection?
Selecting a rupture disk often coincides with selecting the technical partner because the supply is an integrated engineering service. A qualified supplier should guarantee a structured preliminary analysis of process data, technical support in defining burst pressure, and advanced consulting on materials and linings. They must also provide complete, traceable documentation, including 3.1 material certificates and PED declarations. Donadon SDD fully guarantees this through an engineering-driven approach. In complex plants, this cooperative approach reduces systemic technical risk, supports regulatory compliance during audits and inspections, and protects long-term industrial investments, transforming the rupture disk into a strategic component of risk management.